In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today was always known as Mid-Lent Thursday. Today is the halfway point in our Lenten pilgrimage. And if ever you have trouble remembering what Mass it is or when to mark Mid-Lent Thursday, you can remember the unusual prayers for today's Mass. We are somewhat startled to find today words that speak of a feast, of a solemnity. In the collect of today's Mass, we hear, "May the happy feast of thy saints, Cosmas and Damian, glorify thee, O Lord, for on this day, in thy wonderful providence, thou dost give glory to them and help to us." Today, the stational church in Rome, it was the church of Saints Cosmas and Damian. These two great Roman martyrs were both physicians and patrons of physicians. Because the station was kept today and was accompanied by a procession, it was considered a sort of solemnity, especially as we are at the halfway point of Lent, and it was a time of great joy as we prepare also for Laetare Sunday. Great joy, especially for those preparing to receive baptism and for sinners preparing to be reconciled to the church. The chants of today's Mass are taken almost entirely or are shared with the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. And we find the same theme throughout them, the theme of rejoicing in healing, which comes by entering the Holy Church. In the introit, we hear, "I am the salvation of the people, saith the Lord, and whatsoever affliction they shall cry to me, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever." In the chants of today's Mass, which of course we really never hear, the introit is sung in the fourth mode, the very haunting and incomplete mode. That is because we are about to hear the rebuke of the people of God in the Old Testament and how they relied entirely on outward observance, supposing simply that because they went to the temple, they would be saved and did not bother at all about inward observance or about the performance of works of mercy. It is then that we hear the gradual of today's Mass in the very exuberant seventh mode, "The eyes of all hope in thee, O Lord, and thou givest them meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and fillest every living creature with thy blessing." It is then that we hear the gospel, which speaks of our Lord as the divine physician, our Lord as the great healer, performing works of healing on all those who came to him. And thus it is in the offertory of today's Mass that we can affirm strongly in the very triumphal eighth mode, "If I shall walk in the midst of tribulation, thou wilt quicken me, O Lord, and thou wilt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me." After communion, we are invited to consider the importance of what has been said to us at the beginning of the Mass, that we must keep the commandments of God, we must do the works of mercy, if we are to be accounted truly among his elect. "Thou hast ordered thy commandments to be kept most diligently. Oh, that my ways may be directed to keep thy justifications." Today, then, we are invited to implore the intercession of those great physicians, Cosmas and Damian, that we may be counted worthy to obtain healing from the divine physician, our Lord Jesus Christ, who enjoins upon us, especially during this time, great works of mercy for the good of others and the salvation of our own souls.